Are you the presumptive nominee of the Democratic Party?
Not yet. I will be if Senator Clinton decides not to go on, or if we complete these six contests and we are ahead as we are now.
That was Senator Barack Obama yesterday in an interview with NBC's Brian Williams. Most pundits, as I'm sure you've heard them, now seem to think that the race for the Democratic presidential nomination is over. But is it? Senator Clinton is still on the campaign trail, just like Senator Obama. Yesterday, he was in Washington, D.C., lobbying hard for the votes of the 200-odd superdelegates who now seem to hold the future of the race in their hand. So what's an undecided superdelegate to do? David Hart is among them. David?
Yes.
Are you getting lots of phone calls and emails and visits?
Absolutely.
Okay, how many phone calls yesterday?
Actually, you know, I've stopped entering my phone, to be honest, because I can't handle the number of calls and still be able to function during the day.
Really?
Absolutely. But I get hundreds of emails a day, hundreds of letters coming to my home address a day, and it's, you know, I did an CBS interview yesterday, and they asked me just to bring a stack of the handwritten letters that I get.
Handwritten from the candidates?
Not from the candidates, just random people from around the country that support one candidate or the other.
Oh, people that you don't know and not, say, members of your immediate community?
Right.
Oh, interesting. And what are they saying to you?
You know, to be honest, the handwritten letters, the letters that are coming to my home address, are almost entirely in support of Hillary Clinton, you know, sometimes begging me to make the right decision to support a candidate that's more electable, that can beat John McCain, that looks out for the working-class Americans. And I think the reason why I get more letters from Senator Clinton supporters is they're traditionally a little bit older and still write letters.
Okay, what's the best letter you've gotten so far? I just want to note also that you are the president of Young Democrats, so you're really involved in the political process. But what's the best pitch you've heard so far, and what's taken you so long to make up your mind, or have you made up your mind?
No, not yet. The best letter I actually got was a group of letters from a women's organization that had letters collected from all over the country, and they went state by state doing their own study, breaking down the electability of each candidate versus a Republican opponent. And it was very in-depth, very insightful, and I thought it was just extremely interesting that here's a group of random citizens that would take the time to write this long letter, group them together from different people all over the country, and really do an in-depth study of what the electability is of each candidate.
And which kind of begs the question, David, and please forgive me for being a pest. I mean, this campaign has gone on so long. I mean, what more information do you need to make up your mind? Will you please tell me?
Well, you know, there's only a few states left. I personally think that we should let the remaining states vote. There are 7 million people that still have yet to vote. And for me, there are hundreds of thousands of young people that still have yet to vote. And I think that as a representative of the Young Democrats, that this is really exciting. While it is a little bit of bruising right now, it's still a family fight. We will come together at the end. But give states like Oregon a chance to build their voter files and to use this election as a way to get the excitement going and collect the data that they need to win elections, not only for the White House, but for down ballot races.
That's fine. I don't understand how that affects you making up your mind. I understand why Oregon would need to weigh in here.
It sounds like a good argument for democracy, though.
Sure.
David Hart, uncommitted superdelegate, and we wish you all the best of luck, and we hope that you don't get drowned in letters today.
Or fruit baskets.
Do people send things to you besides just letters really quick, yes or no?
I get lots of pictures and little trinkets in the mail.
Thanks very much, David. I'm sorry I ran out of time.
Have a good day.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.